ABC Radio Brisbane.
This is 612 ABC Brisbane. Steve Austin's my name. As you've just heard, more than 13,000 Australians drew over $300 million out of their superannuation to pay for treatment on their dentures or their mouth or their teeth in the last year. Let's go to Dr. Scott Davis, Federal President of the Australian Dental Association. Scott Davis, are dentists encouraging people to access superannuation to pay for expensive dental care?
Good morning, Steve. No, I don't believe they are. I think we have a common problem with virtually every industry that there's a cost of living crisis. We've had pent-up demand for dental treatment since the COVID pandemic. People are finding that the public system, which is grossly underfunded, has waiting lists of 1 to 2 years, and they just don't have the free cash to deal with pain, broken teeth, decay, and real problems, not cosmetic problems, real problems.
I just spoke with Dr. Rachel David. She says they're finding pamphlet or marketing material in dentists' waiting rooms, and there's information available online advising people that this is one way of dealing with their dental treatment.
Well, we've had a look at as many of the online websites as we could find, and all of them are compliant with the Australian Dental Board's advertising rules. And they do say seek financial advice. They do say it's only for certain restricted conditions, such as chronic or acute pain or the inability to function, that is to eat or talk or other issues. So anyone who is inappropriately using the system, more than happy for them to be reported and for action to be taken. But at this stage, all there is anecdote and allegations and no facts.
So the Private Healthcare Australia says they have some information on this and they're seeking law changes. Are dentists allowed to give someone financial advice or any advice at all about how to pay for their dental treatment?
Well, part of informed consent is you have to tell people what treatment will cost before it's provided. Any large-scale treatment or significant treatment, the Dental Board recommends that dentists encourage patients to seek a second opinion. And I'm happy to support the Dental Board in that. Big costs, you should have more than one opinion. You should see if those costs are appropriate. And again, if anyone were to be behaving poorly, they should be reported. I would say that to say to people, if you take this amount of money out at this age, then 40 years later, you'll be this far short in your super, is financial advice. So it's not appropriate for a dentist to give that advice because they're not a professional financial advisor. They need to talk to financial advisors about such matters.
So dentists are not suggesting at all to their patients or their clients, you should consider accessing your superannuation to pay for this?
Well, I can answer from my own personal position, because we don't have any evidence of that, that if people come to me, we sit down and we chat and we say, this is not the most efficient way for you to pay for your dental treatment because it will impact on your retirement. Talk to your family, talk to your bank, talk to a financial advisor, try and find other means to pay for your treatment other than super. And if you're eligible for public dental care and in pain, contact them and go on and get treated. What we have is pent-up need for dental treatment and a hopelessly inadequate funding from the federal government. Once again, at the last budget, we didn't get 10 cents out of them. We've been pleading for years for disadvantaged groups to get reasonable funding.
My guest is Dr. Scott Davis, Federal President of the Australian Dental Association. You mentioned you've been having a look at these websites that are advising people that this is a way of doing it. Who are the middlemen that are making money out of filling out the forms for early access to superannuation, Scott Davis?
That's a very good question, Steve, and we'd like to know exactly who they are. We believe that there are some law firms who have helped write these contracts so they are compliant.
So they're lawyers that are running these websites.
Apparently, they've given advice and helped in the writing of the websites. Now, I haven't got control of all of them, so I don't know, but we haven't found any that are in breach of the rules, and we've looked.
And are these websites run by Australian lawyers? Are these websites run by Australian lawyers encouraging people to access their superannuation funds?
I think they worded more carefully than that, that it's an option and it's something people could potentially do if they can't access other funds. What disturbs me is they charge $700 to fill out a 4-page document, which is a relatively simple document. Most of the paperwork that is more complex is filled out by the medical practitioner and the dentist. I'm a specialist and have been for 30 years, so I've been doing this paperwork for a while. It does take time, but I don't charge anything for it because it's for very special circumstances. I really encourage people not to go and pay $700 to fill out a simple form. Sit down with an important friend, family member, or advisor and fill it out yourself and not waste that money. But better still, don't access your super if you don't have to, and write to your local member saying there should be more funding for dentistry.
What does the Australian Dental Association suggest or recommend formally to dentists in Australia if they have a client that needs serious work done but is financially distressed or simply can't afford it? What does the Dental Association suggest that dentists should say to their client that needs the work but doesn't have the money?
Well, I would just follow good practice. If someone presents to you with infections, pain, or functional difficulties, look at how to triage that case with the least cost initially to resolve that acute problem. Then talk to them about ways of financing their treatment that they can get without accessing their super, or stagger the treatment over a longer period of time so it's less of a financial burden. The rules quite clearly state that you can only claim through your super fund for acute or chronic pain or significant disability. So the rules are still are very tight, and we do not support any inappropriate behaviour if it exists. We just don't think they should not have access to relief of pain. That's just inhuman.
Appreciate you coming on this morning. Thanks very much for your time.
My thanks. Bye.
Dr. Scott Davis, Federal President of the Australian Dental Association.
ABC Radio Brisbane.